Comes live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast on the air.
Back again, Camaro Z28.com podcast.
And a very special Camaro Z28.com podcast at that.
Right, 10 years.
10 years ago today, you registered Camaro Z28.com.
That's right.
You could have had your pick of all of them, and that's the one you chose.
Right. I mean, Camaro.com was available. Camaro Z28.com was available. CamaroSS.com was available. I mean, I did Camaro Z28 first, and then it was just a few months later, I did CamaroSS.com.
Yeah, just because I said, hey, grab this.
Yeah.
And you grabbed it.
Yeah. We get our, you know, choice of anything.
Yeah.
Except fbody.org.
Right. Right.
That was it. Everything else was available.
Yeah, we've actually registered a few more that point to it just for kicks and grins, like you know, FirebirdTA.com.
That's right.
And
there's some CZ28.com.
Yeah, obviously
for our web hosting
and our other junk.
Yeah.
But yep, we had our pick, and that's the one you took, and
that's where we're at today.
Yeah, 10 years.
Yep. So we're just gonna go ahead and talk, I guess, a little more about our 10-year anniversary that's upon us. Yeah.
Put it there, buddy.
Congratulations.
Never thought it. Never, you know, like we always tell people, we're just a couple of car guys that threw together a website, well, 10 years ago, and we didn't know what was going to happen. We just kind of wanted to just do something.
I didn't realize the amount of visitors that we have, you know, existed until we put up the message board.
Yeah.
And we touched a little bit on that last week.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to go into a little bit more about how we discovered the message board software and stuff like that for this episode, because there was nobody else out there that had a message board, a threaded message board. And being an old BBS guy, I had been used to the threaded message systems that are built into the BBS system, and I always wanted something like that for the web. I just could never find anything, or no one ever had that kind of software out yet.
Yeah, like what was existing out there was a couple of them, but they were
like WW threads or something like
that.
Yeah,
and it would be just one long, long page of links.
Right. It was definitely
there was
not
no
the,
organization.
Like a message board.
You know, it was hard to read. Well, by comparison, everybody thought it was fine to read because they didn't know what to compare it to.
Right.
And then UBB came out.
Right. I found a guy by the name of Ted O'Neill, who's still, to this day, the CEO of the Ultimate Bulletin Board System. It's changed names a couple
Infopop.
Different times. You know, it's Infopop now, I think.
Or Groupie or...
Yeah.
Something strange. It's gone through many transmissions of naming and style, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, what was it, 4 or 5 years ago, we switched over to vBulletin because we kind of outgrew UBB.
Right, because we actually moved to a MySQL database backend instead of just individual files that the UBB created.
Flat files,
yeah. So found that, put that up, and boy, did it explode!
Oh,
overnight.
After putting on UBB, that's
overnight.
Right.
Overnight, and that was Christmas Eve, 1997, that the first message board went up live.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember sitting at the office at Industry and then having you show up. Industry is an ISP that I used to run back in the day. And I said, okay, check it out, man. It's up.
It's
working.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. And then people start signing up. I think at that time it was being run. I switched it over to a couple different servers we had at the office. It was on the first box it was on was an SGI machine.
Oh, the one that looked like the futuristic toaster?
Yeah, it was an O2.
Yeah.
And then it got moved over to my personal Linux box, which was an IBM piece of shit machine. But, yeah, just went from there. Look at it today.
Yeah. I remember when you put that up, and I'm like, hey, this is cool, something different. You know, we'll see what happens, because that's what it was. Let's throw this up there and see what happens.
That's the software I wanted.
Yep. And I know you were looking for one for a few months.
Yeah.
At least 3 or 4, and then that was kind of a gauge to see who was really looking at our site. We had simple statistics, but we didn't have anything that really allowed interaction.
Right.
You know, real visuals, concrete proof that wasn't just a few numbers on a page.
Right.
And gosh, man,
that was basically the whole reason why I wanted a message board, was to actually see what kind of people, how many people were actually visiting the site, and you know, do some interaction, kind of like it was in the old BBS days, you know. Except back then, you only had, like, you know, a couple phone lines and maybe two people could be online at the same time and right. chat, you know, and that was way cool. Now you got this web and you can have thousands of people online at the same time, you know, on your site interacting.
Which we do now.
Exactly.
I mean, 10 years ago, I would have never guessed it would have exploded. That 10 years later, you know, we'd be doing this. We look at all the things we've done that, you know, they didn't change the world, but they sure were groundbreaking for a site like ours, for guys like us. You know, we never did this for any other reason, just to do it for a little bit of fun and to see what would happen mm-hmm. and what we found out.
And then a lot of other sites got spawned.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I know a few months later, a guy emailed me asking me about the software UBB because it was, you know, no one's ever seen it before, and it was threaded, and it was very nice looking, very, nothing like nothing else yeah. as anybody has seen. And I'm trying to remember what. Chris Hutchinson was his name.
Hutch.
Yep.
Wonder what happened to him.
If anybody ever recognizes his name, he went on to start LS1.com.
Yep. And that went through.
I helped him put that together.
Yeah.
So, and got that board running, you know. So, yeah. And then, you know what happened from there. Just all sorts of ones spawned off. So. Yep.
They spawned off
from
that one.
You can probably track message boards back to ours.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not...
Whether or not they were evolved either from LS1.com, LS2, mm-hmm. or you know, LS1Tech, or, you know, yeah. any of those, they can probably be traced back to us.
Yeah, not that we're trying to take any credit for anything, but it was kind of neat to see something grow out of something that
sure.
we started.
Yeah.
You know, because we were always very, very supportive of other guys trying to do the same thing.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
We figured the more out there doing something good... The more of a community we could build.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was down to a community of just one site, it wouldn't be much of a overall enthusiast community.
Right.
It'd be kind of narrow and small. And
we wouldn't be able to afford the bandwidth.
Yeah, that would crush us. That would crush us. Yeah, man, I mean, we did some cool stuff.
Yeah.
Remember the beautiful bodies thing?
That's still up.
It's still up, but it's really, really outdated.
It's really old,
I had
too.
This great idea back in, what, 98? Something like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got this idea. Let's have dudes sending pictures of chicks in their cars. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was all right. But that was a time when it wasn't easy. You couldn't just throw out a post and get a flood of replies.
Right.
Because only so many people even had digital cameras or scanners at the time. You know, back then a digital camera with 1 megapixel was $1,000 or whatever.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, it wasn't
yeah.
cheap. And
most people just used a scanner.
Yeah. And even then, those weren't cheap. $400 for a scanner.
Right. And I think that's what I paid for this bad boy right here.
This one?
I got this one back in like 96, 97.
Gosh, look at
it's
the
still
size
alive.
Of it.
Yeah, it's huge. But hey, it still works and does its job. So,
if you said to me then, guess what, in 10 years you're still going to be running the site and it's going to be really, really big and you're going to see the Camaro, you know, leave and then maybe come back and you're going to drive the $5.5 million concept and you're going to go to events and people are going to come up to you and shake your hand and say thanks,
yeah.
which is really what it's all about.
Yeah.
You know, seeing people say come up and say, hey, I'm on your site all the time. Boy, I love it. I learned so much. I saved so much money. And then you always get the dirty look from the girlfriend standing right next to them. Because they're like, yeah, thanks to you, my boyfriend doesn't come to bed until 2 a.m. or whatever. Sweet.
That's what it's all about.
That's right. Saving money and pissing women off.
So, yeah. That's where we are today.
Yeah.
There you have it.
I think we'll be doing it 10 years from now.
10 years. Yep.
Well, there's a couple of times that we could have sold out.
Yeah.
There was that one time that they were promising us pie in the sky.
That's right, and we never signed that non-disclosure agreement, did we?
What non-disclosure agreement?
Exactly.
Did we?
There was one.
That company
doesn't exist anymore, though.
Well, that's the thing. The company didn't. Exist exactly.
It was a venture capital firm.
Yeah, that was before the big .com bubble burst or whatever. But
yeah.
they were promising the world to us, man.
Oh, yeah.
You'll have stock options and millions of dollars, and you know, supermodels prancing around your California.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
saw through that sham.
Yeah, we took. You know, it doesn't hurt to look, but we
yep.
were like, no, thanks. We'll just stick to what we wanted to do.
Right.
So, for all you know, we could be living in the Bahamas right now, and we blew it.
Yeah. Oh, the hell with that.
Yeah, screw it. We got 10 years of work to do.
Yeah.
Unpaid.
Who can, you know, give away these, you know, great winters here in Detroit?
That's right. We love it here.
Yeah.
And you do, too. That's why you're listening. So, but we want to thank everybody for regardless if you've been on the board since day one, like Brent Franker,
yeah,
or if you're one of the few dozen that signed up today alone and you just happen to catch this for the first time, we really want to thank everybody for using our site.
Yeah.
You know, letting us know that you're getting something out of it.
And why don't we do another contest out of this?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking here. I got some goodies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got that one poster that I've been sitting on.
Right.
And it's from the New York Auto Show. It's got the Camaro concept in it, and I believe it to be very rare. And I was talking to Sal Zeno the other day. Good old Sal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like talking to Andrew Dice Clay. He said, why don't I send you some stuff and you can give it away? I don't know. And I said, all right, we'll give it out on our podcast. And he goes, what the f is a podcast? So maybe Sal will be listening to this one. But Sal is going to be sending us one of his ultimate show car polish kits.
Wow.
That's like, you know, well over $100 value.
Awesome.
And we're going to give that away right here on this podcast.
Good.
And maybe
deal.
I got some other things, too, that I can give away, miscellaneous stuff like that. So, you know, we're always trying to give stuff away, and the question is always, how do you win it?
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. About 5 years ago, somewhere buried on the site, even if it's still up, we asked people just to email in their testimonials about the site. We wanted to know what people were really getting out of it,
uh-huh.
You know, and strip away all the, well, you know, I wish I could do this, or my password doesn't work, that,
yeah.
And just hear what good we're doing people.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's all about. That's what makes us continue doing it. So, now is your chance to do it again. We want you to call in to our hotline,
yep.
And leave us a voicemail message and tell us just, you know, what you get out of the site, what it's done for you, how it's helped you, you know, where you might be if you didn't have the site to go to. You know, just kind of like your experience with it. Just keep it kind of brief, because I think we're going to have a few of them, because I know we got other voicemails to get through. But
yeah,
we're going to pick one that really, I guess, is the most schmoozing. The one that kisses our butts the most. I don't know.
No. We'll do a random pick.
Yeah, we'll just pick it randomly. We'll find one that's really genuine and heartfelt. How about that?
There you go.
And we'll give them this big, big, fat Zeno prize pack. We'll ship it out to you.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182. Or by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com.
So there you have it, man.
10 years
Ten years and we're still giving
ten
crap
more to
away.
Go, you know, I'm trying to remember if we've ever given anything else away. We've given so much stuff away for
the
years. Shell cards, Shell gas cards, T-shirts, strippers.
Hookers, fire trucks, midgets. I mean, little people.
Yeah. I can't remember.
We've given a lot of stuff away.
Stickers and that. Remember, we had those windshield banners.
Sure, we gave away a nitrous kit back in 2001.
That's right, and an X nitrous kit.
Yep. We've given away some Zeno stuff before, I think. Miscellaneous GM stuff, you know.
So you never know what you're going to get. So send in those testimonials.
Yeah, call us. And let us know what you think. We want to hear, you know, we want to make sure that the time we put in it is still valued by others.
That's right.
How's about that?
Yep.
And is that it?
Yeah.
I guess that's going to do it for this week. Next week, we hope to be able to answer a lot of your voicemails.
Yeah, we've got a stack of them to go through.
Yeah, because of the past, this podcast and the previous one, we kind of just covered our 10-year anniversary deal, so we didn't cover the voicemails, so we got a few to get through on that. And we'll get back to the regularly scheduled program.
That's right.
You know, site of the week, if we've got one to go through, if people mm-hmm. have submitted that. And well, you know the routine. That's it. I'm going to go take a nap, because I deserve it.
All right.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for being part of the site. And see you next week and over the next 10 years.
Later on.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Don't forget to stop by the website for more information and show notes for today's show. Also, check out the forums and other resources at CamaroZ28.com. It's all there for you. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.